A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. When they came to the crowd, a man came to him, knelt before him, and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. I did a bit of scripture search about the word impossible, as found in all four Gospels, and I discovered something rather interesting. Four times in scripture, once in Matthew, once in Mark, and twice in Luke, Jesus is quoted as saying that for God, all things are possible. The passage from Matthew that we just heard is the only place, however, where he says, "Nothing will be impossible to you." Nothing will be impossible to you. Things are looking up for the disciples and for us too. Those disciples must have been feeling pretty frustrated as they tried their best to cure the boy, described by his father as an epileptic in one translation, but in another as a lunatic. Clearly, this was a situation that needed extraordinary intervention. Let's look at the context. In the preceding chapter, chapter 16, we hear Jesus' question about his own identity. Who do people say the Son of Man is? And we hear Peter's insightful, courageous declaration that, indeed, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Peter's answer earns him the affirmation of Jesus and a further assignment as the keeper of the keys of heaven. Peter seemed to be on the right path, finally. This passage, however, is followed by a description by Jesus of his own journey of suffering and death. And Peter opposes Jesus, who rebukes him harshly and tells him to get out of the way, even calling him Satan. In spite of, maybe because of Peter's reaction, we see in the next chapter that Jesus takes Peter, along with James and John, to a high mountain, where Jesus is transfigured and seen with Moses and Elijah, a prophetic vision that shows the disciples what is to come beyond the suffering of the cross. Immediately upon their descent from the mountain, we find the remaining disciples struggling with the challenge of curing a very sick child. Unable to help him, they ask Jesus why their efforts are fruitless. "It's about faith," Jesus says. "It's all about faith. Just a very tiny bit of faith. Just a speck of faith the size of a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. That's all it takes to overcome the power of evil." And so the power of the Son of God comes through once again, and transforms the lives of the suffering father and son. Peter's path in and out of getting it might mirror our own struggle to grasp the simple yet profound message of the gospel. Peter's faith, the faith of the disciples, and our own faith too, is basically about death and resurrection. The Paschal Mystery. There is no way around it, and we see it in our lives over and over again. It's about letting go of preconceived notions of how life should be and letting go of our need to be in control. It's about dying to ourselves and living in the mystery of a love that knows no bounds. It's about believing that with the power given to us by God, nothing is impossible.